Investment flash.
Buddy, you want a split brain tape? Equities are chasing NVIDIA to the moon. Bonds are pricing a bonfire of sovereign paper. And somewhere in between, there's actual money to be made.
Good morning. This is Investment Flash, London edition, Friday, August 28th. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Today's digest is a story of two markets. Stocks see AI earnings. Bonds see debasement.
And Gerald, yesterday you told me to sell the bond bounce. The long-duration Treasury ETF is now 2% above its 52-week low. I'm not saying you were right. Okay, I am saying you were right.
Tom, your NVIDIA buy from yesterday, up 8.74% last session. I believe the phrase is, buddy, that's a banger.
No way, for real? NVIDIA closed 8.74% higher last session, 4% below its 52-week high. Forward price-to-earnings ratio of about 15. That's not even expensive for the AI engine.
Yeah, look, it's a consensus AI trade now. The marginal buyer is a re-rating, not fresh information. The move is real, but late stage, and you're paying for last quarter's party.
No, but that's exactly my point. CoinDesk and CNBC both flagged the analyst target hikes, and Bitcoin followed. It's a sentiment beta, not a fundamental read. But the momentum is undeniable.
It's consensus, but it's working.
Fair enough.
Totally.
And while NVIDIA prints, the supply chain is localizing. TSMC pledged 250 million yen for Kumamoto relief. And Nikias is building a PFA2 plant with Goldstone in Hsinchu. That's a multi-year driver, buddy.
Fine. But YMTC is the aggressive counter, targeting 33 billion yuan to become the largest NAND producer by end 2027. Samsung's semiconductor bonus pool is 100 times its smartphone unit. That's not a stable oligopoly.
Wait. The tension is YMTC's NAND ambition against Samsung. But TSMC is up 33.7% year to date and 11% below its high. Momentum has room, but it's not early. That's the bet. Supply chain over commodity memory.
Exactly. Buy TSMC, hold Samsung, and if you want the pure supply chain bet, Nikias has direct PFA tube capacity. Meanwhile, Royal Bank of Canada prints record quarterly income, and the Wall Street Journal says all the big Canadian banks beat expectations. The stock slipped 1.29% last session. Profit-taking, not a thesis break.
That's the thing. Royal Bank trades 6% below its 52-week high at 16 times forward earnings. Record earnings, valuation reset, and a pullback. That's a buy, not a story.
Right. And recordedly income from RBC caps a strong period for Canada's big lenders. I'd call that a quiet winner in a loud tape. South African miners are set for their biggest monthly jump in at least two decades, according to Bloomberg. The gold miners index added 1.24% last session, up 20.9% year to date.
Buddy, that's a headline, not an entry. If you're chasing the best month ever, you're late. Platinum is still down 13.8% year-to-date. That's the earlier stage recovery.
Hold on. That's actually the nuance. The gold miners index is 12% below its high, and platinum's lagged entry looks cleaner. But new longs are chasing momentum, not value.
Okay, but that's exactly my point. By gold miners, by South Africa equities, by platinum. The momentum is real, and platinum's lag gives room.
Chinese automakers' share of European new car sales topped 11% last month on affordable plug-in hybrids. That's structural share loss for incumbents, not a blip.
Volkswagen jumped 3.47% last session, but it's still down 31.6% this year, and 7% above its 52-week low. The incumbent pain is already partly priced in.
So long, BYD and the China Equity Index. Short Volkswagen with low conviction. That's a relative trade, and the China beta is cheap. The index is down 11.5% year-to-date.
Not so fast. Single Bloomberg source on BYD. No corroboration yet. I'd want a second source before making it a core position.
Now, the split brain. Bloomberg's Simon White argues burn the bonds, debt cancellation talk in France ends in more inflation and debasement. The long-duration Treasury ETF is 2% above its 52-week low. Intermediate Treasury ETF, 1% above.
And the Wall Street Journal says Treasuries are rough, but France, Italy, the UK, and Japan are under heavier sovereign debt pressure. This is a global sovereign squeeze, not just a US story.
Okay, but gold is the clean hedge. The gold fund is 17% below its high and up 6.1% year to date. That's the trade. Long gold, short long duration sovereign debt. Gold is the clean hedge.
Spawn.
That's the whole story.
Agreed, but the shore is crowded. Kevin Warsh has to pick a side in the bond market battle, and if he sides with the bond market, the short long duration Treasury consensus unwinds violently.
Exactly. The trade is clear, but the risk is a violent unwind. Own assets, hedge the paper. And as always, none of this is investment advice.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Army awarded $2 billion in contracts to five companies for nuclear microreactors at five bases. NuScale Power jumped 5.07% last session.
But NuScale is still down 40.3% year to date and 83% below its 52-week high. That's an option, not an established trend.
And the contract winners are unnamed. We don't even know who benefits directly. The uranium ETF is up 5% this week and 22% below its high. So the demand story is real, but the company play is unproven.
Fine. Buy NuScale as a lottery ticket. Buy uranium for the real demand. The Army doesn't spend $2 billion on vaporware, buddy.
Thames Water has turned privatization into a byword for failure, according to the Financial Times. United Utilities is up 19.1% year-to-date at 13 times forward earnings. Severn Trent up 12% at 12.3 times.
That political cost is a slow burning short on valuations that have already recovered. Renationalization or tougher regulation risk, not a crisis catalyst today.
So sell United Utilities, sell Severn Trent, but keep conviction low because the political risk is years out.
And nobody is asking what the Bank of Japan does next. Deputy Governor Himino stressed inflation risks, but stopped short of an explicit hike hint. Markets expect a possible increase in coming months.
The yen carry unwind would show up in U.S. tech and treasuries before Tokyo. Dollar-yen short is the direct expression, but no explicit hike signal makes this a watch, not a hard directional call.
And Japan equities are up 17.8% year-to-date and 3% below their high. A hike would hit yen shorts and Nikkei long simultaneously. That's a two-sided risk.
Right. Hold Japan equities, sell dollar yen with low conviction, and watch for the hike signal.
And here's the most original take from Bloomberg. European credit spreads barely moved after a summer of droughts, wildfires, transport disruption, and power plant threats. That's a genuine pricing anomaly.
This is what I mean. The market treats climate as a one-off weather event, not a recurring balance sheet risk. High yield sits within 2% of its 52-week high. Investment grade only 1% above its low.
If insurers or regulators begin linking losses to credit metrics, the repricing will arrive fast. That's the kind of structural repricing that doesn't wait for an earnings call.
So it's a watch, but a real one. Climate is a slow-burning credit risk, and the market is ignoring it.
Our view, today's tape, is a split brain. Equity investors are paying for the AI earnings machine. NVIDIA ripped 8.74% last session. Royal Bank prints record income. Bond and currency markets are pricing something far uglier.
The day resolves into one trade. Own assets, hedge the paper. Long gold against short, long-duration sovereign debt, with a side of AI equity momentum.
But the bear case is simple. Easy money is gone. South African miners' best month in two decades is a headline, not an entry. New scale is speculation, not value. Volkswagen's pain is mostly priced in.
And if Kevin Warsh picks the bond market side, the short, long-duration treasury consensus unwinds violently. At its low, that's the trade that worries us.
But the cleanest expression isn't a single ticker. It's long gold against short, long-duration sovereign debt with AI equity momentum. Gold fund is 17% below its high. Treasury ETF is 2% above its low. The spread is wide and the trade is clear.
Agreed, but keep position sizes small on the crowded shorts, and don't forget the Bank of Japan wildcard. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify, or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
And we're back with the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time.
See you there, buddy.